Next, the golden days of radio.
This is Frank Rizzi welcoming you to the golden days of radio. Great moments from radio programs of the past with the world's most famous personalities. Those memorable moments when everyone listened to enjoy the make-believe world of radio. In this series of programs, we will look in on drama, comedy, music, and the stars and programs that made it all possible. On this program, we are featuring Frank Sinatra, Eddie Cantor, Burns and Allen, Park Your Carcass, Maurice Chevalier, and some exciting moments with Mr. District Attorney. Where were you on the evening of July 2nd, 1954? Well, I know of one singer that was at the NBC studios at Sunset and Vine in Hollywood, in a small studio with just a few musicians. What else can I say but here's Frank Sinatra.
Maybe I'm right and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm weak. Maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll win, and maybe I lose, and maybe I'm in for crying the blues, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. It's fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I live a life of regret. Maybe I'll give much more than I get. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll give lots more than I'll get, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
One of the earliest detective mystery programs was Mr. District Attorney. I wonder if there's anyone listening who remembers this famous opening.
Mr. District Attorney. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mr. District Attorney, transcribed, starring Jay Johnston in the title role, Len Doyle as Harrington, and Vicki Vola as Miss Miller.
And it shall be my duty as District Attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law, all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
Mr. District Attorney first went on the air in 1929, and here's an excerpt from a typical program.
Now, Mr. District Attorney, and the case of Set Up for Reentry.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe that anybody had killed Wally Jensen.
Well, somebody has, Miss Miller.
Yeah, when's the autopsy due, Chief?
2 hours, and there'll be an official report. Say, Harrington, we've got to crack this.
But who would do it, Chief? Wally Jensen didn't have an enemy in the world.
All court reporters have enemies, Miss Miller.
Where did they find him?
On some rocks under the pilings of Pier 13, near the old brewer's warehouse.
Yeah, who was on the waterfront, Pete?
O'Brien found him. He heard shots and went down to the pier to investigate. Heard Jansen moaning. By the time O'Brien fished him out of the water, he was dead.
Well, didn't he say anything?
He mumbled something about the rocks. I tell you, I'll get whoever did this if it's the last thing I do. This sort of thing makes me as mad as a rookie on his first beat with a gang war going on in the back alley. Jansen was a good reporter and a good friend. He never did a mean thing in his life.
Oh, I'll get that, Chief. Yes, Ruth. Who? You mean Johnny, the newsboy at the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, tell him we're busy and to make it some other time, huh? Information about Jansen.
What's that?
All right, send Johnny in. Our amateur detective at the corner newsstand has a clue.
Yeah, Johnny thought a lot of Wally Jansen.
Yes, we all did. Yes, come in, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Harrington. Miss Miller.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Hope I'm not disturbing you.
Well, Johnny, we are pretty busy. What's on your mind?
Well, sir, I've got some information I think the district attorney's office ought to have.
Yes, all right. Shoot.
Well, yesterday, Mr. Jansen bought a paper for me, see?
Yeah.
He flips real quick to the sports page, and there's a picture, see?
A picture of whom?
The guy that was made head of the boxing commission, Renshaw.
Renshaw? Melvin Renshaw?
That's right, Chief.
Well, what's the connection?
Yeah, go on, Johnny, go on.
Well, and Wally said something about Rocky Ritano's shyster lawyer.
Rocky Ritano. Yes, anything else?
Oh, yes, sir. I think Wally went to see him.
Renshaw?
Yes, sir.
To his house?
Well, he didn't say.
Rocky Ritano. The biggest gangster the crime commission flushed out of hiding.
Yeah, but, Chief, he was deported.
2 years ago.
Well, it's fantastic, and yet... No, he'd never get by immigration.
Not in 1,000 years.
Now, Harrington, we have only one little clue, but I intend to make a case out of it. We're going up to pay an informal call on Melvin Renshaw.
Right, would you, Chief?
Somehow, Rocky Ritano is back in the USA.
Okay, Spike, that's the way I want it. Yeah, I'm at Renshaw's now. Yeah, he's right here. The meeting's tonight, 10 o'clock in the brewer's warehouse I own near Pier 13. Have some liquor and food sent over first. I want everybody comfortable. Yeah, real comfortable. Okay.
You think Floss and Lamazo will turn up, Rocky?
They will if they know what's good for them.
I can hear them trembling from here.
Yeah, trying to remember the double crosses. Figuring because I was in Paris, I would know. Brother.
You better take it easy.
Why? You're still worrying about that reporter?
Oh, I think the warehouse is a bad place for a meeting.
His body will be 20 miles out into the ocean by now. The channel current is fast.
Just the same, you better take it easy.
I'll take it easy, all right. But 6 Thompson submachine guns. That's how I'll take it easy.
That's Renshaw's house there, Harrington.
Yeah, it's a big white one, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Built and paid for on legal fees from Rocky Ritano. No decent lawyer would handle his affairs. Say, wait a minute.
What? What's
here?
Right?
Here on the sidewalk. This.
Well, what's that?
An empty cough drop package. Poor Lamelaise de la Gorge.
Yeah, what's that?
Say, this was Wally Jansen's. Come on.
You don't really think Ritano will be in the house, do you, Chief?
Well, if he is, he'll be sorry. Someday we'll nail the goons behind him, too. The ones that weren't deported.
Yes?
Oh, you must be Mrs. Renshaw, hmm?
Yes, I am.
Is your husband at home?
I'm sorry, he's out.
Then I'd like to talk to you.
I'm sorry, I haven't time. You'll have to excuse me.
I'm afraid I can't excuse you, Mrs. Renshaw. Here's my identification. I'm the district attorney.
Please stop asking me questions. I'm not well, and I'm very nervous, and I can't tell you anything.
Rocky Ritano is back, isn't he?
I don't know. Now, please, leave me alone.
He's been here.
No.
But you've seen him, haven't you? Tell me.
Yes, yes. Now, stop it and leave me alone. Dear God, I wish I was dead. I've no friends, and nobody cares whether I live or die.
Your little girl loves you. She cares. And we're your friends.
That's right, Mrs. Renshaw.
Where is he, Mrs. Renshaw?
I can't. They'd kill me.
Now, Mrs. Renshaw, if you tell us, I promise you that I'll take care of you. I'll put you and your little girl on the 20th floor of the Broadmoor Hospital and keep two policemen outside your door day and night. Only you've got to help us.
Do you mean that? You promise?
On my word as district attorney.
Well, they're having some sort of meeting.
Yes.
Tonight at 10. There's several of them. I don't know how many.
Where?
I listened on my extension upstairs. The Brewer's Warehouse on Pier 13 on the South River.
You clear on everything, Harrington?
Right, Chief.
I want every one of them. Preferably alive, but if necessary, dead. Now, here's a map of Pier 13 and the streets around it. The sound truck will be here.
Right.
The red circles indicate searchlight squads, Chief.
Right. I'll be here with a walkie-talkie. I have two police boats in the river channel just in case they try to get away by water.
Right.
Okay, let's get going. See you later, Miss Miller.
See me later?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, what I say. Good night.
Chief, the only way you can keep me off Pier 13 tonight is to fire me.
Well, it'll be a lot cleaner when tonight's over. That's Harrington. Yes, Harrington?
Road barricade on Brant Street. Okay, Chief.
Check. Police boats?
Police boats 14DR 6 and 7, station mid-channel, opposite Pier 13.
Tear gas?
Guns issued.
Others in position?
Baird and Evans at the rear of the warehouse. Good shelter behind northeast corner of the building. Everything set. Everybody in position.
Okay, not a move until I give the signal.
Now, we settle down and wait.
Yes, but not for long. It's after 10.
Oh, this is going to be a beaut.
Now stay in the shadow of the fence, Miss Miller.
Sorry, Chief.
I wish there wasn't so much moon. Yes, Harrington?
Black sedan just passed the road barricade on Brant Street, Chief.
Okay, Harrington. We'll wait until the next car passes.
Are they coming?
Yes, listen.
Our first guests?
Mm-hmm. Keep your fingers crossed.
All right.
And stay in the shadows. These men are killers.
Can you see?
Five of them going into the warehouse. Yes, Harrington?
Second car passing Brant Street barricade, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Green Cadillac. Five men.
10 of them. Rocky Ritano's whole mob. Ready with the searchlights, Harrington.
10, 15,000 waters.
Harrington.
Chief.
When I switch off, connect my mic into the loudspeakers on the sound truck.
Check.
And just remember the Thompson submachine guns fire 600 bullets a minute. Be careful.
Right.
Okay, I'm switching off. Give them the lights in 5 seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why, Chief, it's like daylight.
All right, Ritano. You're surrounded. Come out with your hands up, all of you. The warehouse is surrounded and the pier is covered by police boats. Come out with your hands up.
Chief, are they coming?
Wait. Watch it, Miss Miller. Watch it.
Come and get us, choppers! Come and get us!
Miss Miller, stay back.
It's Harrington. He's coming over.
Yeah.
Right under their guns, he's coming over.
Fool, what's the matter with him? Has he gone crazy?
They hit the sound truck and broke the equipment. I wasn't receiving you.
Chief, look.
What? What is it?
Over there, a man coming out of the warehouse.
Yeah. Hey, that's Rocky. Rocky Ritano!
He's coming this way!
Keep quiet.
Chief, don't be crazy. That man's a killer.
I've been waiting for this. Watch me, Harrington. Maybe you can get his gun.
Try and get me, copper!
He's trying to get away.
Oh, Chief, you can't fight him with your bare fists.
That's the way I want it.
Okay, Rocky.
And there's another one for Wally Jensen. His gun, Harrington. He's dropped it.
Yeah, I got him.
What's the matter, Rocky? Don't like fighting with your fists, sir?
I'll pay off.
Pay me for Wally Jensen's life? There isn't that much dough in the world.
Chief, are you all right?
Yes, I never felt better in my life.
Boys are coming out the warehouse. It's over.
All right, get Rocky out of the water, Harrington. That's a fish I'm going to fry personally. Ladies and gentlemen, every member of the Ritano gang was captured. As a result, one of the most vicious narcotics rings in the country was broken. Rocky was convicted and sent to the electric chair for Wally Jansen's murder, leaving Mrs. Renshaw free at last to bring up her little daughter in dignity and security.
I love to spend each Sunday with you, as friend of friend. I'm sorry it's through. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date.
I love to spend each Sunday with you. That's the theme song of Eddie Cantor, one of the most popular radio entertainers of all time. During the early 40s, more people listened to Eddie Cantor's show than to any other program. In fact, the Hooper rating reported that President Roosevelt, broadcasting his fireside chats, was the only one who ever had a higher rating than Mr. Cantor. Almost every important entertainer appeared on his show. Al Jolson and Jimmy Durante, Sophie Tucker and Maurice Chevalier. And here he is with George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Why, it's Gracie Allen. Well, for goodness sake. Gracie, what are you doing here? I didn't expect you.
Well, neither did my mother, but here I am.
Look, Gracie, I like you, but I'm having trouble enough.
Yeah, I know. I heard your program last week. You're going to let that awful Mrs. Flounder produce a picture for you is a mystery to me. Now, if you let me produce the picture, it'll be a mystery to everybody.
I know that, but Gracie...
Well, you don't have to worry if I produce the picture. I've never ruined anybody's career, and all I want is a chance.
Yeah, look, Gracie, when it comes to making pictures, you're a complete novice.
Oh, please, I'm not that good.
Yeah. Eddie, having trouble?
George Burns, well...
How long has Gracie been here?
Oh, about 3 or 4 minutes, George.
Have an aspirin.
Say, Eddie.
Yeah?
Who's this?
Who is this?
Yeah. He follows me home every night.
Gracie, what are you talking about? That's George Burns. You've been together for 15 years.
Oh, no wonder he gets so fresh, huh?
Eddie.
Yeah?
Give me back the aspirin.
No, you better take your headache home with you.
Okay, good night, Eddie.
Good night, and I'll heckle you on your show next Monday.
Well, come on, Gracie, come on.
Well, wait, I haven't finished the story
come
yet.
On,
so the ink
on,
is now dry, and the hero is an old man.
And here's Eddie with Park Your Carcass.
Park Your Carcass, you a plastic surgeon? You're a fake, a fraud, a phony.
That's a lie, and I wish I could prove it.
All right, Parky, now let's get down to business.
Yeah?
Whatever gave you the idea of becoming a plastic surgeon?
Racetracks. You see, always when the races is over, everybody's coming out with long faces.
Well?
I lift it.
What a plastic surgeon with racing fans for patients.
That's so.
Get yourself a customer who needs a plastic surgeon and needs one badly.
All right, how soon could you be in my office?
Friday. Wait a minute. Me? You're going to improve my face? You?
Too big a job for one man, huh?
Get away.
During Eddie's radio days, he ran for president, in a comic way, of course, with the questionable help of Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian.
Gosh, what I need is help.
Mm.
A high-powered publicity man. A fellow who will get my name before the American people. A man who is a master of words. A man who created a famous slogan such as...
How do you do?
Why, it's Fred Gordon. The man's Russian. And I'm taking it easy. Russian? You are... Russian, you are a publicity man?
Most of course. I will go up to the head of the Associated Press, and I will say to him... Reginald! But he won't answer me.
Why not?
His name is Maya.
Oh, Russian. Why, you? You don't even know anybody in the newspaper business.
Would you like to see how I get the story in the paper?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll call up the newspaper.
Go ahead.
Hello? Give me the desk. The city desk. Hello, desk. Look in your top drawer and see if I left my lunch there. Listen, Dad. Eddie Kemper is running for president. Give me a rewrite. Hello, rewrite. I just got a hot flush. I should take an aspirin. Listen, rewrite. Eddie Kemper is running for president. Give me the composing room. Hello, room. Oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong room. Hello, composing room. Eddie Kemper is running for president. Now the press is start to roll.
Yes.
Out comes an extra. I run down to the corner, pick up a paper, and am I amazed. Am I amazed?
Why?
Eddie Kemper, you're running for president?
Oh, of course I am.
And here's Eddie with one of his great friends, Maurice Chevalier.
Ah, Maurice, but you know something. In all the years we've known each other, we've never sung a duet together.
Nothing could give me greater pleasure, Eddie.
Let's go!
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, oh. Oh, my goodness, what a chassis.
Corps et une moustache, mignonne comme tout.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'd like to try some too.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a
That concludes this edition of the Golden Days of Radio. I hope you've enjoyed the past few minutes. This is Frank Brzee inviting you back again next time for more great moments from radio programs of the past. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.